Hoop ballers. Let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the Weed Whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need, down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen, face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah, that's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. That's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode, another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington. We're at DALE007 on Twitter. You can find me hanging out at HoopBall Gaming, as well as over at the website of hoop-ball.com, which is the presenting sponsor, or the presenting reason, the force, the all-being force of why this podcast is here. The sponsors are mybookie.ag and manscaped.com. We got a good, fun-packed MLB show today. We're going to be looking at lots of angles. Not sure if you heard or not, but it's been biblically flooding here in Oklahoma in historical proportions. I have not been on a show in a very long time. I've not submitted a play in a very long time. I have been completely, completely off the grid. AT&T, phone companies, internet companies ripping up the ground trying to take care of the water, the flooding, the this and that, new equipment. It's been tough out here, y'all. Nonetheless, we have a show today that I am doing right now here for you. Don't forget to go to hoop-ball.com and get yourself a wager pass, $9.99 a month, less than 33 cents a day. For the cost of less than a latte a day, you can have a wager pass. So, look for that to come more readily available to you. You just got to get out and find it. Want to give a wonderful shout out to one of HoopBall Gaming's newest and finest handicappers. He joined the team recently in a full-on roster position. And if you're not following, you should. It's our buddy Adam. And Adam was a listener for the show. And him and I used to interact a lot, especially during college football season. And so listener turned contributor. And he's joined the family in another aspect. We all love to have more of these things happen. So follow him at Adam, K-E-R-C-K. And you make sure to shout him out on anything that you do. He's a great contributor. I'm glad that he's on the team full time now. Come college football season, you're going to see us making lots of plays and lots of wins. So, let's check in on some MLB action currently going down. Atlanta-Pittsburgh, there's 5 runs scored in the bottom of the 4th right now. Didn't make it official or put it anywhere. I do have a juicy wager pass pack today. I think I got about 8 plays in there already, at least, probably pushing 10. 5 runs between Atlanta and Pittsburgh right now. I was looking at the over in this game. I tracked it in the Action Network. Great tool, not an affiliate. I got it a little too late over on Tally Site, who is our affiliate. But I've got the rest of the day's plays locked in, ready to go there. Over 9 was the play on that one. More to come. MTC, TBD. Detroit and Texas. There's a couple different hoop ballers on this one. Mr. Martinez, Jonathan Martinez, part of the team. He was on the under in the first 5 as well as me on this one, as well as I don't know what the proper grammatical usage would be on that. But Detroit with Casey Mize on the mound and Gibby, Kyle Gibson, 6-0 with a sub-2 ERA on the mound for Texas. I thought it was a good spot for some teams to struggle. And then I was looking at some, and this is all lifting the paywall now because, you know, these games have started. We, like I said, under 4 in the first 5, Detroit plus 125 in the first 5 as an underdog was my play. Cincinnati and Kansas City's in the top of the 1st. There's one out. Tyler Stevenson is on the mound. All right. Robbie Grossman just singled in a run against Texas. So cool. All right. I had under 9.5 in this one. Brady Singer was on the mound. Sonny Gray was on the mound. So, you know, Kansas City as an underdog at home opened at a lot more than what it closed at, and I got the better value of it. I like Kansas City in this spot because I like fading Cincinnati on the road. Currently 0-0, Tyler Stevenson with one out, one on at bat. Boston and L.A., I will say I've got a wager pass play in this one, and I can't give away too much. Eduardo Rodriguez, however, the lefty has been pitching a lot better for the Red Sox, and it's surprising me, and it's quite shocking. Andrew Heaney on the mound, the lefty, flashes a lot of potent strikeout stuff, but the Red Sox are one of the best, if not the best, road teams in all of the MLB, and they don't strike out with the bottom barrel groups of the MLB. So I'm looking for that to positively affect the Red Sox one way or the other. And my play is on the total in the wager pass. I will disclose that. Toronto and Baltimore. Here's another dog that I think I all right, F it here. I'll give this one out. It is in the wager pass, but I am on Baltimore plus 185. It's shrank all the way to plus 165. Matt Harvey Dent on the mound for Baltimore. Hyunjin Ryu, the lefty. Baltimore with Pedro Severino, Trey Mancini, and Cedric Mullins. They all hit lefties really well, and Baltimore has sneaky power and some really good contact ratings against left-handed pitching. Hyunjin Ryu, if you look at his peripherals, there's some stuff to uncover and target there. Oakland and Houston. Boy, oh boy, could I ramble on and on about this game. I'm going to go ahead and leave it on the back burner because it's cooking something up a little more nicely. And we got some games in front of it to talk about. Cleveland and Tampa Bay is in the middle of a doubleheader. I'm not really going to expose myself too much to that one. Milwaukee, New York Mets, I believe they, yep, doubleheader as well. So we will go ahead and bypass that. Chicago White Sox, Minnesota, no play in this one, but it is 2-1 Minnesota. I know one of our guys had plus money bets placed in it featuring Tim Anderson and his hits. So let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and look at the rest of the card. Philly and Chicago, tons of runs being scored in that one. The Cubs going against Zach Wheeler tonight. They're sending out Alec Mills. Look, I think more runs are just going to keep getting scored. Let's just be honest there. I think that's what happens. Dodgers, Miami. Dodgers at minus 189, less than a $2 favorite. Look, they are sending out this Bickford kid, but I don't know too much about him. This isn't a game that's on my card, but if you want a blind $10 bet on the Dodgers, I mean, it's the Marlins they're playing. The Marlins are banged up. So speaking of teams to take advantage of, Arizona is at home. That means Colorado's on the road. Colorado on the road is a very rough team to support. Sentinella is pretty bad, and this Castellanos kid is decent for Arizona with a sub-4 ERA. No true huge opinion on this, but I may look at looking at – I may look at looking at – you know, just a coin flip bet here in the Diamondbacks. I know they have a terrible bullpen, but Colorado is just a terrible team, and they're very much so worse on the road. Washington, San Diego. I'm doing that again. Wow, that's twice. I'm looking at taking a peek at the over just because Patrick Corbin and Chris Paddock both have been given up an influx of runs this season. So I'm not looking to play that one in a big way. The ones that I just spoke of are all games that I'm looking to just kind of highlight but not do anything on. St. Louis, San Fran, I did have a play on the under, but I withdrew it. I didn't want to go ahead and move on with it. New York, Seattle, I've got a play in the wager pass, and it's the Chase game, so I don't want to give too much away here on the podcast, so I apologize. I will say it's a first five play. I like some RBI plays on Houston. Their team total looks nice against Oakland. Sean Manaea has got some really bad expected slugging numbers. So I'm looking for the Astros as a team that kills lefties to take advantage of that. Yordan Alvarez, Yulieski, Gurriel. I like both those guys to have a great day. Martin Maldonado, always a quiet spark plug against lefties. So that's how I'm feeling about the MLB currently standing. We need to get some outs in this Detroit-Texas game. Detroit's already getting to Kurt Gibson early. So looking to hopefully at least cash that plus 125 first five play on the Tigres. The Grace Tigres. That'd be cool. That'd be a cool like Spanish league team. The Gray Tigers. Kind of like the Purple Cobras or something, you know? Yeah, so I think that does it on the MLB. I want to highlight a little bit of NBA recap from last night and just talk about how good the Suns looked. Boy, golly. Look, I took Milwaukee with the points, just it being game one. I didn't look into it too deep. It was just a personal play. It's nothing I made official. But long story short, Chris Paul is a savage. Chris Middleton tried. Giannis tried. It's going to be tough to stop the Suns. It really is going to be, especially with Giannis not being 100%. I think Phoenix goes up 2-0 tomorrow night. The same exact line is set, 5.5. The total, I was also looking at over in that game, in game one, and we got there, 220.5. So 220.5 has been moved up, 3 points from the 217.5. So nothing official yet, just kind of peeking forward. Speaking of peeking forward, let's peek forward at some college football. There's a couple of teams that I've been looking into and previewing lately and doing my research on that I have found some really neat stuff on that I really like. Some teams returning a lot of starters, teams returning a lot of offensive linemen or their whole offensive line. I'm going to highlight Tulsa, the Golden Hurricanes out of the American Athletic Conference, the AAC. And then I also want to highlight Georgia State out of the Sun Belt and San Jose State out of the Mountain West. I think on all three of these teams, you take the win totals and you go over. All three of these teams are going to have fierce ground games. San Jose State returns Nick Starkel, first team conference quarterback, all conference quarterback. That defense is wicked. Tulsa did lose Zaven Collins, but they brought back everyone else. And Zaven Collins was actually the third leading tackler on that team. Let you know. As far as Georgia Southern, or did I say Georgia State or Georgia Southern? I think I said Georgia State. I like both of those teams this year, though. Georgia State, however, they've got a very, very exciting quarterback. He's only a redshirt freshman, I think. I think he's still technically a freshman based off of the rules of last year in COVID, Cornelius Brown. The offensive line is all there, and I also really like the cornerback room for this team. So going to have more in-depth college football breakdowns coming soon. Hopefully going to have some collaborative work with some really great outlets. I know Sidelines and their MAC team was interested on coming on. We got some Arkansas State love from their squad, so we're going to be talking some Sun Belt also. Would love to get into everything college football here momentarily for the next couple weeks after I'd say like, you know, all-star break for the baseball stuff. And then once NBA officially wraps up. With that, I think we have a decent show today and that we can wrap it. We're going to have some AUDL action coming up this week that we'll talk about. So I'm excited to get that jiggy. Let's shake it on, shake it out. Be safe, be clean, be kind, and let's make sure to be positive. I am sending you all of my positive vibes and all of my positive energies as always. I love every bit of support that y'all give. It's been great getting back on. A flood could stop us momentarily, but ultimately I was able to get above it. Let's go ahead and have a wonderful day. It's July 7th. It's the middle of the week. Hump day. We're rolling forward. Let's get on and get jiggy with it. I'm harnessing my Will Smith, and I think y'all should too. With that being said, today in sports betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.